some creative
creativity for the society is the process podcast.
That's rad,
but
yeah, it's a tricky thing to grapple with. But
I was also like, I feel like I wish I did a website before the portfolio in school.
Hmm.
Because
that honestly would be a better project, is to make a website.
I think so. Because if they don't have that in the curriculum, they really should. They really, really should. Because mm-hmm. what I like, and this is now I'm thinking, this is live thinking now, but
live thinking.
with how technology is and how big, you know, of a part design plays on like social media, on Instagram, mm-hmm. LinkedIn, whatever. The beauty about Instagram, if you use it properly, is like you can just post something quick. It doesn't even have to be done. Mm-hmm. People see it. It gets out there. It's like a therapeutic thing where you can just get something out really quickly. You can show off your work really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like much harder to do with a website.
Yes, very.
But I like the mentality of like feeling not so perfect about what you're posting. But what I like is the feeling that you can just post more.
And on a website?
Yeah. Or just like social media, right? It's like, but the same as a website. Like you can post more. It's a lot more free. Like speaking of Ash Thorpe, like what I always think about is like, I always have these voices in my head where I hear, not just in general, but, you know, you hear some people say like, even our profs from the past, right? That said like, or, you know, podcasts or whatever, YouTube videos saying, well, you want to focus on what, you know, on your portfolio to show what you want to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if they meant it so specifically or just how they came off, how they worded things, but it always gave me the feeling of like, okay, you want to be a car designer? Okay, it has to be cars.
Mm-hmm.
Or, oh, you want to design shoes? It has to be shoes. It has to be this. It has to be this. And then we choose one thing. And to me, that's like, A, what's the point of learning, like, you know, all of design if you're just going to do one thing? But also, it's just boring to me. And so what I really like with Ash Thorpe is like, you know, some people might argue like, oh, it's not like focused enough because it doesn't show exactly like one type of thing. But to me, that's like the coolest part, because the whole website is full of like, there's like 3D modeled and rendered vehicles. There's like animations, there's UI and graphics stuff. There's, you know, like concept art and like digital painting stuff, like really story driven things. There's more graphic design, there's vehicle design, there's product design, there's environment design, there's photography and cinematography.
Mm-hmm.
And all of it, if anything, is like, it's so vast that it's like specific to him.
Right.
Because like everything in there, he's technically doing so many things, areas of design, but each thing is like one of the main descriptor words of him.
Mm. Interesting.
And what I feel like with, and I will loop this back to what I said about wishing to do a website before portfolio, is, and again, my views now, I understand more looking back of what the profs taught us, because in the moment you're just like, one thing, okay, I'm gonna do one thing, and then they're like, this is a bit boring, and you're like, this is what you asked for, anyways.
And you're like, why?
And then you get angry, confused. And then you look back years later, and you're like, oh my god, I took it way too literally. Oh my god. But what I felt with the portfolios, it felt like, especially if you're doing it with the idea that it's going to be physically printed off, it's got to be a certain size, maximum 40, maximum 30 pages, maybe even less, maximum 20.
Yeah.
You know, if you're doing like an 11 by 17 size, maybe 20 is better. Otherwise, you get this big, heavy stack of paper that no one, you hand to them, no one's going to want to keep it. And so you feel limited because you're like, okay, well, now I have to be so selective with what I pick.
Mm-hmm.
Which is true. That's the idea of a portfolio. But I feel like going from like doing nothing to that is really difficult.
Yeah.
With a website,
it's very hard.
Like, I don't know. Personally, I found with portfolios, I was going from not knowing what a portfolio is or how to do one to all of a sudden, okay, how do I like sell myself and how I think and what I enjoy, what I want to work on through specific images and words and work, but like without me sitting, you know, staying there talking to someone about it. Like, how do I do that? Like, it's so hard to like channel yourself into like images and words like that to like really give off what you're like. Like, so difficult to do that. Whereas with like a website, you could just like post random shit. Like you could post like full fleshed out projects, like playground stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could like what I used to have on my website, where it's just like a collection of just posters I'd made.
Yeah.
They have no like real steep, massive story or what if statement, how might we statement or anything crazy research, a crazy work process going into it. It's just like one day I saw a word that was on a sticky note on my wall and I was like, let me just make a poster around it. And I did in 40 minutes, boom. And now here it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can just fill your website with all this cool stuff. If you did this first, then you'd have way more work that you've already posted to the world. Mm-hmm. Feel a decent way about it. And then you can take all this and focus it down into a portfolio. I think that's a better process of doing it, because I think it'd be a lot easier or a lot better anyways.
Because you're at that point, you are taking something that already exists and simply whittling it down and putting it into another format.
I think so.
Whereas to make a portfolio first, you have to make a body of work and then whittle it down to something that you want, and then do almost the reverse when it comes time to make a website.
Yeah, because people are like,
at least with a website, you can show more in a website than you can in a portfolio, I think.
Yeah, because like there's something.
It's a lot less effort to just infinite scroll all the way down to the bottom of the page and then backspace if you're done.
I just feel like the experience with someone, like trying to picture someone potentially looking to hire you, looking through your work. It's a lot easier to sit there and look through a website that's long or has a lot on it than to like go through a book, whether it's a physical printed book or like a digital book. If it's a lot of pages, you got to really care or like someone to want to keep looking through.
Yeah, big time.
Right? That's what they always said, like, oh, portfolio, you've got, you know, it's a few picture, a few images that have to like capture someone's attention and hope they continue looking through it, right? But most time they're just going to skim through most of it, see a nice picture and be like, oh, okay, let me look back, see if they show this process. Okay, cool. Now, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
With a website, I feel like people are way more inclined to like scroll. It's easier.
It's so much
it's more easier. Addicting because we're used to it now. We're used to just infinite scrolling through stuff. We're not flipping through infinite pages of stuff.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's more modern that way. Like, if I don't know. To me, that would be easier. Cause it's like, it's the same way when we would do electives in school. And sometimes if I was having trouble like writing a lot of stuff, I would like type it on my phone. Like, it would text it.
Really?
Like, I would go into Google Docs, but I would do it on my phone instead of a keyboard.
Right. Just to change the medium a little
bit. Yeah. And it was quicker because it felt like a text and it felt like it didn't have to be so formal or like perfect. And so I would type it and I would just type out like a, you know, paragraph or a long section way faster. So it's faster at doing that than I am typing on a keyboard anyways. But I'd do that and then just use that as a starting point and then edit it on my computer.
Oh, smart.
So it's just like a weird, like, it's not like it's really that much different, but it's just like the feeling. It takes some of like the intimidation out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's the same way with a website or like Instagram or something where you're posting. It's just like, it's really quick, easy. Select a picture, post it, write a caption, blah, blah, blah. Like, you can just have it there.
Yeah.
A portfolio, all of a sudden, like, as soon as you start working a portfolio, everything feels a lot more daunting and like, oh my God, every project I pick has to be perfect for this, and it has to fit the whole theme of like, of the portfolio and what, you know, I'm showing and all this stuff, you know? It's a lot. Yeah. It's a lot. I think it would be cool to do a website first.
I do agree. And I've thought about that a little bit. Like, I have no desire to change or leave my job, but I think it's worth having a portfolio that is at least up to date. And right now mine is 2.5. In May, it will be 3 years out of date.
Same.
Because it only has school projects in it, and they're, I don't know. They got me the job I'm at now, but I feel like I've done more stuff since that would be applicable. To the point where I would probably keep like 2 projects, maybe BRP and thesis, and that's it. And depending on where I'm trying to apply to, maybe not even those. Mm. Like, it may just be like, if I wanted to get another job at a playground company, that'd be the easiest thing in the world, because I would just use whatever projects I already have and then something else to show that I'm not a workaholic and I enjoy having a life.
Yeah.
And show a project that showcases some personality. But I've thought about that, and then I thought, oh, is it PDF? Like, do I have to go back and live in InDesign for another month? God. Or do I just have a website? But what if when I apply, they say, oh, upload your PDF portfolio here. And then I'm like, well, fuck, now I got to make one, and then I'm going to miss the deadline, and then I'm not going to get the job. And then it's a cyclical way of thinking mm-hmm. that never lands. You're just constantly spiraling. And I still haven't settled on anything, but a website feels the most perennial out of any of them.
Yeah. It's also, I think it's nicer. It's easier to change, I think.
Yeah, that's very
true. It's easier to just, like, it feels like it's less intimidating to just upload work.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about, like, a portfolio where you're like, well, I guess I have to add another page. And then you're like, now am I adding too many pages?
Oh, God.
Or, like, this page has to flow together.
5 megabytes.
Yeah. Websites, like, yeah, fuck it, you know? Like, especially with, like, the layout I have on it. I don't like the layout of, like, when you click on a project necessarily. I don't mind it, but it needs some tweaking. But just like the home page is, the landing page is literally just like my work. It's like different.
It's all projects.
It's all the projects there. I like that way because it's like Ash Torres, where you don't have to go to a tab. You're like, my works or whatever. It's like just right there on the home page.
Mm-hmm.
You just scroll and there's all the work, and then there's the other tabs if you want to contact or whatever, do some other stuff. That feels so much easier, so much quicker as well.
Yeah.
I would like to set up keep working on the website and then have a portfolio template based off of that. And then you can just like take the same content that's from the website and just plug it in.
That would be an interesting AI add-on to Squarespace or Google Chrome, I know, for designers, right? Is you build your website in, let's just use Squarespace. You build your website in Squarespace and then you say generate portfolio, and it's going to take all, and you can probably select which pages you want it to amalgamate info from. So that way it's not adding in your random contact info page for whatever reason. You say, I want you to pull from these 4 projects, the About Me page, and that's it. And you say, export it as a 11x17 PDF file. Yeah. And it's going to take all this information. It's going to resize some stuff and shit out a portfolio that you can then take, edit, and edit from there, because there's no way it's going to be perfect. Yeah, that might be. I mean, I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna code that.
No, it's not. It's not my wheelhouse. That's,
no, I'm gonna pass that off to somebody else much more qualified. Mm-hmm. But I think that approach of have the website, because the website has the lowest barrier to entry. It feels like.
Yeah.
Between a portfolio and that alternative.
I think like Instagram's the lowest barrier of entry.
Hmm. Yeah, you're right.
Because like you can just see your page as like a mini portfolio.
That is true. I feel like that's the what photographers always say. They're like, they've either got a website that's really great or an Instagram that's really great. Oh, and like, or both. They've probably got both.
I think that's the best path, actually. Start with an Instagram. Get things like, get the content that you want on there that you would like to show. Then move to a website. Now you're just taking the same content, but putting in a website template. And then when you're happy with that, then you can work on translating that information into a physical book, a portfolio.
Yeah. Physical, proper, like well laid out document.
I think that'd be at that point, the best part.
It's you're just copying and pasting stuff that you've already done. You've already written captions. You've already written text to go along with stuff. And maybe that's where we get into a bit of a hiccup with creating portfolios too, is each new page that we do, we're starting from scratch. Even if we have a layout, we now need to say, okay, let's, or you have a layout and you have an image, but the image doesn't fit well with the space. It's a weird aspect ratio, or it's a sketch compilation and there's like the sketches don't add up. And then you got to go into Photoshop and re-Photoshop all those sketches to make some bigger and move some around. And then you've spent 4 hours doing it and you've barely made a dent in the page count that you need to do.
Yep.
And that just sucks.
Yeah,
that's part of the slow, demeaning process.
Yeah, then you just feel defeated because it's like, oh my god, portfolio wins again.
Yeah. Like, if I look, I've got the show notes notebook in front of me here, and this thing goes back like a long ass way. Like, it's got all the show notes for every episode that we've ever done. And I'm sure somewhere in here, like, there's Sean's episode.
Wow.
I'm sure somewhere in here is where I'm talking about getting up early and making the portfolio before going to work at Spartech each morning. And like, yeah, it's in here somewhere. I'm not going to flip through all of it, but it's that idea of it just being, there's so much stuff that you have to get through, and it's not a quick process. But with a website, like, how long did it take you to do your website the first time around?
Man,
do you even remember?
It was really, really not long, like a couple of hours of just messing around.
Wow.
And a lot of it was just getting the hang of like, okay, if I want to make this text box with this color or whatever, or if I want to move this, or this is how you do it in the game, you know, or in the in the game, in Squarespace,
in the game,
in the builder. That's what took a little bit of time, just getting used to that. Just learning like how to use it, but it was quick. It was easy. It was really easy. Yeah.
And see, I've had mine for 5 years. It'll be 5 years in January. 4 years. 4 years, 4 years in January, and I still have not yet settled and still have not got it to the point where I thought, okay, I'm going to send this as a link to people now and I'm going to be content with it, which is terribly frustrating. But it's like the old adage of, your portfolio as a designer is never done. You're always going to be working on it. Same thing to be said with a website.
Yeah.
But there does come a point where eventually you just have to have something and publish it and then make edits from there. Because the amount of people that are going to see it at the very beginning is hopefully the smallest amount that will ever see it. And that it only increases from there.
Yeah, hopefully. But it's like, it also just doesn't have to be anything crazy.
No.
And again, bringing up Ash Thor, but like, he is like one of the best designers on the planet right now.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And has all this great volume of work, and his website is so simple. Just knees and crazy. Like, you know, when I went into ads, you know, now that I've been doing more graphics and stuff, I'm okay. Do I try to do a bit more graphic, you know, designery stuff for a layout? But I'm like, well, you want it clear. You want the visuals to speak. You don't want the layout to be too crazy. We've all seen what it's like when people we know do crazy layouts and it doesn't work. You know, there's a reason why you see in art galleries that the walls are just white, the rooms are empty.
That is true.
You know, it's the art is doing the speaking. Like, you don't need anything to, like, all you need is a white blank wall to back it up, right? Like, that's, you really don't need anything nuts. So
that is true.
That's why I like, I don't mind mine. It's just the content I don't like.
that's understandable.
Know. But I like the idea, like, because again, this is what I was saying just about. I like the idea with a low barrier to entry website where you can just throw anything you're working on. It's not even like, mm-hmm. Oh, well, you know, I don't usually sketch shoes, like, for me, but, you know, can I put that on my website? Does that follow the flow of what I usually do on my Instagram? Who gives a fuck? Mm. Like,
yeah,
it's sketching something, and that's me. Doesn't matter what I'm sketching, you know.
That is true.
So that's why I was like, with the website, I'm like, I took the tab with all the graphics off a while ago because I wanted to do it as a project, as an ongoing project I add to instead of as a separate tab on the site. But I was like, well, then it's a space where I feel free. I can add graphic stuff. It's like totally different from everything else, you know? Or because the amount of people I see on their websites and they have like a project and it's like just like a logo wall. It's just an accumulation of a bunch of logos they've just come up with over the past whatever year, you know? Yeah. Or just a random assortment of sketches or brand ideas or, you know, mock-up stuff. Where, you know, you can have your projects that have a story and a process behind them and research and all this stuff, but then you can also have ones that are just a culmination of random cool things you've worked on, right? Like, yeah, I'd love to put, like, pictures and stuff of, like, my models on the site as well. You know?
That would be really cool.
Because that's, like, a big part of me now, right? And I really
film
enjoy
photos of your models, too.
That'd be pretty sick. I want to build some sort of little thing to take pictures of, just so a background that's nice.
Mm-hmm. When you say a little
like
thing,
a photo, like, booth of some kind, like a small little like makeshift kind of thing.
Yes.
I did see recently a little sidetrack thing here. This guy builds models and does tutorials and stuff on YouTube. And he was showing that, like, at model competitions, everyone's the same. They just either put the model right on the table or they just get, like, essentially like a plaque, like a little wooden plaque, and then just put the model on that, right? And it's the same every time. It looks so boring. Everyone does it. It's been the same for years. And what he's started been doing it to stand out is he gets like an artist like wood block, like the pre-made where it's like a little like shelled like wood box kind of thing, you know, maybe 2 inches tall, nice size, and just spray paints it black and then prints out like a little label and like white text of like the name of the model and then like his name and his like Instagram or something and puts that on the corner of the wood block and then has the model on that.
Oh, that's cool.
And I was like, oh, that's pretty smart. I like that. It's way more modern.
I like that.
So I was like, could I do something like that for taking pictures? Like, I just want something like some sort of platform to put the model on and some sort of backdrop that just kind of, you know.
Yeah. Something you can pack up easily and doesn't take up a whole bunch of space. But
yeah, and then take model works well. Pictures of it like that. So I might build something like that, you know, eventually.
For sure.
But yeah, I would like to take pictures. I would like to have my model work on my website as well, right? So
smart. Yeah, that would be cool. I forget what I was going to say earlier, but it probably wasn't that important in the first place.
But I just like having like a random assortment of all the cool shit, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to say. It probably serves you better to it's a double-edged sword, is the whole quantity versus quality and quality versus quantity, where when someone doesn't have a lot on their website, you question their abilities. When they've got like two projects, it's like, oh, that's it. Well, if it left you wanting more, you probably need more. But if you go to someone's website where like it would take you a long time to go through all those projects, maybe that's borderline too much. Like if you're scrolling and your scroll wheel is just going, going, mm-hmm. going, and you're still not at the bottom, and the little like indicator on the right hand side of the screen is super, super small and it's moving really slowly, that's also probably not mm-hmm. good. But somewhere in between, that's probably where you want to be striking, I would think.
Yeah.
Enough, having enough work to show that you're competent and capable at what you do, but not too much work to the point that it overclutters the whole point and you can't pick. It's like the Netflix effect where they've got so much stuff, you can't pick what you're going to watch. Yeah.
There's so much stuff, but none of it is what you want. And there's too much stuff where you just feel overwhelmed and you're like, maybe I just don't watch anything.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I'm fine for now. I'll live with it. Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be tricky, but I'd like to have a Kangasaur tab on my website. I'll have a work Kangasaur and then, I don't know, contact or something. And then the Kangasaur page may just be, once I clean up the high-res scans and everything, it may just be just a gallery of those images, right? Maybe I'll add a caption in the in like the metadata for it that shows up if you were to go into like a gallery view. But I mean, that's the easiest way to do it for me at the moment. And if I want to organize it or do something with it later, I'm sure I can. But
I like that, because then it would just turn into like a giant like mood board for your own stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like that's what a website should be, is a mood board of your own stuff.
Yeah. Pretty much, I think.
I like that.
I think that's pretty much it. I mean, that's why I had a tab for all the graphic stuff, but I changed it because I was like, I'd rather that be a project. But I still have a tab. I think I have like the main homepage is just like the projects, and then like an about me, contact me, whatever tab, and then a podcast one, and that's it.
Oh yeah, I would need a podcast tab, like, for sure.
I think if I was to put pictures of models, I'd probably do it as its own tab, maybe. Because it'd probably be a lot of stuff to update there, and then you wouldn't want it on the homepage. It'd be a lot of scrolling, maybe. But everything else, I like. Like, I saw this once, and I was like, oh, that's cool. I'm going to steal that. It was like a graphic design guy, and he had, you know, whether it was actual client projects or just ones that he'd made up himself. Yes. Either way, it doesn't matter. Like branding projects. And then he would have like a project that's just like logo wall volume one. And it's just like a few pages of just logos that he's just come up with. Mm-hmm. Just a bunch. Almost like an ideation, but a bit more finalized ideation kind of vibe. And then you'd have like a project that was like, like something else, experiment one or something like that. And it's just like a culmination of just cool graphic experiments that you did. Like maybe like a style of like posters or something. All collected together. I'm like, okay, I like that. As almost like I don't want to use the word filler, because that's usually associated with being like not good. Negative.
Yeah.
But like almost like filler projects in there. All right. Filler's not the word, but like, it's like experimental projects, showing that like between the client projects and your big projects, you're constantly experimenting and thinking and ideating. Mm-hmm. I think that's the point of that. I think that works really well for that.
And I think the whole idea of experimental projects are important in the first place, because that's what you do. outside of work hours. And that's what you do on weekends or early in the mornings if you're an early riser type person. Yeah, I feel like that's the, what do we call them? Experimental projects.
Yeah.
It's the stuff that you, it's the stuff that you talk about wanting to do when you're at work.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like,
and that's what's exciting to show off.
Yeah. Like, I love seeing people do the cool car projects, car design projects, and then maybe they'll have one that's just like a bunch of their like random sketches.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, those are cool. 'Cause I want to see not just those final really gnarly renders, but the other stuff, the stuff that's like on your free time, the stuff that isn't, you know, not constrained by project requirements or,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're doing a client project. It's not budget constrained. It's not, it has to design for this company. So it has to share its design language or something. All that's, it's just stuff that, like pure imagination, pure creativity, pure experimental on the page. That's cool. I like that.
Yeah. I like that too. I feel like that is what, that's your models. That's my Kangasaur paintings. That's all the stuff that we talk about. Oh, what did you do this weekend? Oh, I got worked on XYZ. And that's honestly more interesting and more telling of your abilities as a designer than the branded corporate type work.
Yeah.
That shows you can follow a directive and a brief, which is cool. But I think maybe there's less inherent creativity in that approach.
Yeah. It's just nice seeing stuff like that. I think that's why like Instagram works, like I said. And you see a lot of that on Behance, to be fair. You'll find someone on Behance and they'll have like a couple of, you know, very professional looking like client projects where it's like a full thing. No matter it's branding, it's right from research and market research and brand research and all the stuff through all the ideation and the development stuff and the final stuff and all the mock-ups and all the presentations, like everything's like very professionally done. And then you'll see a lot of like, here's just, you know, random shit I've been working on, which is cool.
Yeah,
that's stuff I want to see.
Yeah,
she's like, oh, you're doing this on your own time too, like you're not just doing these client projects and that's it. It's like it shows that you're constantly trying to work on it, you know.
And that goes a long way.
Like if I saw like a tattoo artist portfolio where it's like, okay, you have all these ones that are actually client stuff, and then it's just here's a bunch of like sketches or like tattoos on themselves that are like really crazy cool shit. They're just like experimenting with different styles and whatever. It's like, okay, this guy's cool. Look at it. He's trying to do, you know, cool stuff. He's trying out new stuff.
Yeah.
It's more exciting.
That's what you want.
More exciting.
That's what you want. Speaking of, have you decided that whether or not you're going to get a tattoo yet?
No, it's definitely a when, not an if, but just not yet.
Fair enough.
Lots of other expensive things on the go right now.
That is true. So. That is true.
And it gives me time to like actually think of what I want. So
that's true. That's true. So. You'll get some. Maybe I was about to say get something in Singapore. Maybe don't. I don't know. Because it depends on where in Singapore.
I don't know.
They
have some crazy tattoo artists, I think. Pretty sure.
Yeah, there's probably some really crazy ones out there.
The,
Thailand was what I was thinking of, which is not the right country. But I was like, yeah, maybe don't get a tattoo.
The girl that did two of Iz's tattoos, she was from Singapore.
Oh, really?
She said that she came here because I think we're in Singapore, the like tattoo artists like industry was like way too saturated.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so she came here. So I guess it is. I guess
would not have expected.
They probably got some rad tattoo artists going on there. So
I like the girl that did some of Sean's tattoos, like the knife.
Yeah.
And I think is the skateboard trucks.
Skateboard trucks, the knife, and there's like an eye.
I was going to say he has an eye, doesn't he? I'd like to get one of hers.
I think the same person.
I'd like to get give her the profile of a Kangasaur and say,
sketch it out
that as you will, and then tattoo it. I think that would be really cool.
Pretty cool.
One day.
One day, one day.
One day when I want to go to Toronto, which is very infrequent.
Ugh. Yeah, that's just mentally draining thinking about
it. Yeah, isn't it? I thought, I haven't been to the ROM this year. I haven't been to the AGO. It would be really cool to go. Then I realized, oh, no, I get on a bus and go downtown and walk and just... Sounds exhausting.
Sounds exhausting. Me and Iz are going to go to the AGO again either the end of this year, either just before or just after Christmas, somewhere around that time. Because I think it's on now until, I don't know if it's March or into next year. There's a Keith Haring exhibit.
Oh, is there?
She's a big Keith Haring fan. So yeah, so we're going to check that out at some point, I know.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could get around that. I'd like to do the ROM. I haven't been to the ROM in such a long time.
Dude, I haven't. Oh my God. I haven't been to the ROM forever.
Last time I was at the ROM was 2018. November 2018. Day after Halloween, actually.
For me, it was the first year, the time we had to go for first year.
Oh, geez. So that's 7 years ago.
I don't think I've gone since then. Not that I remember. No, I don't think I have.
You and I never went together. So.
No. I'd be down to go. I've been waiting for an exhibit that's like, I really want to check out because it's just such a mission to get there from where we are.
Yeah, it is.
It's just a logistical nightmare. So I've been waiting for like an exhibit where I'm like, I want to see enough to justify the travel down there.
That's fair. That's fair.
And there hasn't been anything recent where I'm like, ooh, that's, I want that. I need that.
That's the thing. Yeah. Something will happen soon, I'm sure.
Yeah, probably.
All righty. Over an hour. Time to wrap this bad boy up. Look at that. 7-Eleven. And I've got a mad soup in the pot right now that I'm going
to.
A butternut squash and roasted red pepper.
Ooh, soup. Very nice.
Very, very on brand for a
fall. I'm probably going to work on a model. I've started to go on crazy detail with some stuff where I'm like, oh, this is supposed to be like a tow rope on the tank and it's not sticking to the plastic, you know, the rubber or whatever is not sticking well. So instead of gluing it, I'm like, let me drill holes and make little copper wire brackets that are going to hold it in place. So stuff like that. It's fun though.
Yeah,
it's fun. It's
You're getting in the weeds, which is good.
It's satisfying doing really tiny mini stuff like that.
Nice. I'm excited. I'm excited to see some of these.
Maybe I try and force myself to do a rough sketch tonight.
Oh, you could. That would be ambitious.
I've been in a inspired mood today.
That's good.
I say really quickly, the one thing we didn't bring up, we'll talk about it next week or something, but I've been obsessed watching Instagram videos of people's like apartment setups.
Okay, I get that.
Very like, you know, very like full of plants, shelves and posters with things, and then like lots of lamps. Like that kind of vibe, right?
Lamps are very in style right now.
And I mean, it's not really, it's been killing me all day in my head. I've been trying to figure out how I can like readjust my room.
Oh, smart.
So as soon as I came home and I walked right into the door and I started like tossing old shit out and like cleaning stuff up and like reorganizing things. So I don't know. Maybe I try to sketch something real quick. Maybe just
sketch something.
Just maybe
make some measurements, download SketchUp, move some stuff around.
Oh God,
in 3D.
Download SketchUp. No.
Yeah.
I hate SketchUp. I'm not doing that.
I don't hate it anymore. I used to, though.
Download Blender. There's a new Blender Guru donut tutorial for the new Blender 4.0 or whatever we're at.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Blender would probably be good. I want to learn ZBrush, but I feel like Blender is comparable.
Blender's the way to go, dude.
Blender's the way to go.
Blender's the future. Blender is the absolute future, for sure.
Yeah, I believe that, for sure. That makes a lot of sense.
I just I was tossing a lot of old Lego boxes I just kept because I'm a hoarder.
Same, yeah.
And I was tossing them out, and just before I like collapsed all the boxes and tossed them, I was like, you know what? I saw some of the box. You know, some of them have a little technical drawing of the set, yes, and it's like white on black with the dimensions and stuff. I took pictures of the ones I had, and I was like, that'd be a cool sketch.
That would be a cool
sketch. Like the one specifically that I have for the tall neck, the Horizon one. Yeah. That one's really sick. So I saved those pictures. Maybe I was like, those would be cool sketches down the line.
Yeah. That would be smart.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would do that.
Yeah.
I would do that.
I also saw some Rad Art Center sketches. They had some, like, they were at some, they had a booth at some car show or something today or whatever. And I saw some sketches online today. I'm like,
really spicy.
Inspiring.
Very inspiring. It's good to be inspired. I'm glad that it's a inspirational moment.
Yes. It's been all right.
You need more of those.
Definitely.
In life.
Definitely.
100%. Definitely need more of those in life.
Definitely.
All right. Well, if you enjoyed this podcast, send us an email to hi.theprocesspodcast@gmail.com. You can also send an email to hi@bigdesigncompany.com. We also have a website, www.bigdesigncompany.com. I'm forgetting everything. Zach Watson.
Yes, sir.
What is our Instagram?
Process_podcast.
Nice. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening. We will see you next Tuesday.
Peace. The process.